podcast, Seanorama, yet again, from the road or on the road. One of the things I want to talk about now is a, man, I don't know, is it a loss of innocence? What is it exactly? What I'm going to talk about today is the existential crisis that I get all the time. Basically, I just get overloaded, and what happens is I keep thinking about dropping the collection of comics. Now, I've been collecting comics in some capacity or other since I've been 5 years old. I had a, I think it was like a one, almost a one-year hiatus somewhere in the 90s, but I've been collecting ever since. When I started collecting, when I was five, I wasn't collecting per se, because back then, collecting wasn't as easy as it is nowadays. You couldn't just subscribe to what you were looking for. You had to go hunt. And being five, and having very little money, is all we all do when we're 5 years old, you would, hunt out comics at this store or that store. Now, collecting back in those days meant, that you went to the corner store, you went to this store. There weren't comic shops, especially where I was. I live in a very small town, and you hit every corner store you could, and then you hope to do that big trip into the city, and then you do the big trip in the city and hope to hell you find something. But, I thought this guy was going to scrape my door here. So, you picked up comics where you could. To get every single issue of a series was next to impossible. So then what would happen is we would take the big trip into the other province. The only comic book shop, which was several hour drive away. And you'd go there and you'd know what holes you were missing and you'd try to collect. So, I mean, when I was 5, 6, 7, whatever, around, in that age group, I mean, I wasn't interested in filling holes in the way comic books worked in those days. By and large, is that you could have buy a single issue or at least a couple of issues to get a storyline or a through line of in a title. So, but as comic book shops started showing up all over the place, and particularly when I moved away from my small town into a city that actually had multiple comic book shops, it became much easier. It took a hiatus. The hiatus I took was purely from a financial standpoint. It was also a cool standpoint. It's like, okay, well, I'm still collecting the comics. I'm kind of enjoying the storylines. But I think I was kind of getting a little bit of boredom with what was going on, and it was at a stage of my life where I was, I was playing music more, and, I was trying to get into bands and all that sort of stuff, and, I guess it was my late teens, early 20s, somewhere in that ballpark, and I kind of fell off the grid there for a while, and I'd moved twice within 3 years, so finding a new shop and getting a new subscription, it was all a big hassle, so I didn't kind of bother. But what happened in retrospect, after I started collecting again, I went and bought all the back issues at an exorbitant amount of money. And I do love the trip to the comic shop, going and seeing what's there and seeing what's going on and just seeing what they have and like, oh, I didn't know anything about this title. And then, in the last several years, I guess, maybe it's been a while now, it could be maybe the last 10 years or so, I've been going to the same place, and I've had excellent service, great guy working there. He knows his stuff, he's able to recommend stuff, and as a comic nerd, what I always was looking for is, okay, well, I'm collecting these titles, and then I'd always try to find, I'd always try to add a title here, add a title there, something would get canceled. When something would get canceled, I would try to, pick up another title or two, and so I was collecting anywhere, at the peak, I was collecting 20 different titles a month, and then it was basically, my low point was really about 6 or 8 titles a month, but on a on average is about 10 titles a month. And then when I met my wife, she collected, I guess it was 2 to 4 titles. So between the two of us, you know, getting 20 titles a month was not unusual. But I'm at my all-time low now. My wife is currently collecting Buffy, and she was collecting X-Force till that was canceled, so that's done. I was collecting. Excuse me. I was collecting X-Factor for a long time, and then I was getting the trades as they came out. Those little the little hardcover trades they had, or the skinny hardcover trades they had. And then I stopped collecting the comic, because why am I duplicating the effort? Because I don't collect to collect, I collect to read. I'm more interested in reading the storylines. I don't really care about, you know, making it all nice and keeping the value as close to mint as possible. I am interested in keeping it in good quality, so it's easy to read, and I'm careful with them, but I'm not collecting them to make money off of them. I'm really buying them for the storylines. I don't really care about a variant cover or... You know, I mean, if something was signed, that'd be different, but, you know, I want it signed because, you know, I really liked the writer or the artist or whatever. So, anyway, so currently, yeah, I'm down to, so X-Factor dropped out, X-Force dropped out, there's no more of that. We're currently still collecting Buffy, and that's pretty much my my wife's title, but I've been reading them as well. And I was collecting Uncanny Avengers, so when they did that whole split of the creative teams, because the Avengers were predominantly being taken care of by Brian Michael Bendis, I stopped collecting Avengers titles just after he took over, because it just didn't do it for me. Avengers completely changed in tone and style, so I... When they did that switch, I did the switch and I stopped collecting. And I decided I was going to, because I really, really liked Warren Ellis's run on Fantastic Four, which had finished, and he was switching titles over. I just followed Warren Ellis over. I mean, it's Warren Ellis, right? So, Fantastic Four, no more Fantastic Four. I think I'm collecting on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I guess it's Secret Avengers, which is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., really. Anyway, I'm collecting that, and I'm just collecting that on default, because it's a title I mistakenly picked up when I meant to pick up a different title. I was kind of mixed up with who was writing which titles and whatever, so I think I'm collecting, like, 2 comics a month. My wife is collecting Buffy, and then, picking up The Walking Dead. But only as a trade. I keep picking up the trades, the paper trades, as they come out. So this is my all-time low for comic collection. It's really sad because comic collecting for me has been my biggest escape. I mean, I read comics and then I reread comics. So where I stand right now is... And I covered this in a podcast a little while ago. Being a nerd or being a geek or being a fan of something, I don't have that capacity that I had before. You used to be able to follow the X-Men and anything and everything X-Men related. It wasn't that difficult. You were collecting a title, the annuals, and then there might be a mini-series there, a 4-issue mini-series or something, or a one-off, or you know, just things like that. Like, there was always, like a secondary title to collect, and maybe a third title, because, I mean, at one point you had X-Men, and you had Uncanny X-Men, and then you had the X-Men. But at some point, that all changed. And then it became, you know, you're collecting 4 titles, or 5 titles, or 6 titles for the X-Men. And for a while, I was collecting all of them. And then I dropped a bunch of them, because it seemed redundant to collect some of the titles. They're using the X in the title, but it wasn't really an X title, I guess. And for me, following anything Alan Davis does is kind of one of my, was in my wheel well for a while. And collecting anything Gary Frank had done, it was in my wheel well. And collecting anything J. Michael Straczynski had done, I was in my, like, I pretty much tried to follow until Straczynski went to DC. And I'm not really a DC guy, and I almost made the jump over to see what he's working on, but I kind of got a, when Straczynski switched over, it's like he kind of lost steam. He'd been writing Spider-Man for, I can't remember how long, 5 years or whatever. And I was collecting all those, I was collecting the Spider-Man title he was writing, particularly. And it was awesome stuff. It was the best Spider-Man stories that had come out since, you know, run in the 70s. It was just phenomenal. It was so phenomenal. I mean, there was Stan Lee that did an amazing run, and then there was the guys in the 70s that did just... I'm trying to remember now, I might have to go back, but Stan Lee was writing Spider-Man for a long, long, long time under various artists, and then you could tell the style of the comic changed quite dramatically based on who was drawing it. And then, I can't remember who was writing. I don't know if it was Jerry Conway, or I know John Byrne had a hand in a few here and there. But anyway, it was like the best Spider-Man run in a long time, where they actually redefined who he was, you know, his origins, and kind of really get to the core and made some changes to Spider-Man that were fundamental changes, but did not change who he was. It was more of an evolution of his character as opposed to, let's just do this just to bring readership in. And they've since dismissed all of that and gone back to zero. But anyway, all that being said, I kind of followed particular creators, and I used to follow particular titles, then I started getting fatigue from just crossovers and all this stuff, so then I just started following creators, particular creators, and especially if a creator was tied up with a particular hero that I liked, then I'd be interested, and then that's kind of how I followed suit. Of late, I keep thinking I'm going to switch over to digital. Nowadays, with the size of phones, it's very easy to read comics on your phone, it's very convenient. I don't know how many times you're waiting somewhere and you get nothing to do and you just like to pull your comic books out and read them. I'm really thinking of going digital, but I'm really loyal to my comic guy, and even though I'm only collecting a few titles off of him, I'd probably subscribe to more titles if I had digital access to things. I don't know. Anyway, so what's happened, and this has happened several times over the last few years, so the way I do things, and it's unlike everyone else that reads comic books, is I like reading multiple issues at a time. So what I'll do is, I used to go to the comic shop like every 3 months, and then, you know, so you'd have like 3 to 4 months worth of titles to pick up, and then I'd read, you know, Spider-Man 481 to 485, or, you know, just read a sequence, so then you actually build some momentum when you're reading it. Because my collection has gotten so big that if I, you know, I'm getting the new titles for this month, and if I want to go back and remember where we left off, I kind of remember where we left off. I guess it's not too current in my head, but anyway, I'm not the guy that's going to go every week and go pick up my titles. It's basically a 25-minute drive. Pay for parking, find parking, then walk to the shop, because you can never get parking next to my shop. And then you go in there, chat with the guy for a bit, which is my favorite part of the visit, really. And then you know, go back to your car. You're watching the time, because it's, you know, it's timed parking. And then drive all the way back home. And because I took all that time to go do that, well, I don't have time to read the comics when I got home, because I already took up a lot of time to go do. Anyway, long story short, the last few times I've gone and picked up a batch, you know, you get 3 months worth or 4 months worth, or I had a couple times where I had 6 months worth. I'll go in and then I'll read it, and then it'll be, you know, a good stretch of whatever title I'm reading. And they might have changed the creative team, or lo and behold, there's another crossover. And I'll read those four or five issues of that title and go, oh, that's really boring. But, you know, it's just a storyline. We'll wait. It'll probably improve. You know, I'm not going to sweat it out, you know. Just because there's a boring story arc doesn't mean it's a bad title. You can't always have amazing story arcs in a comic, especially something that's been, you know, a comic that's been around for 40 years, right? So, you know, I'll give it a shot, and then I'll go back, you know, another 4 to 6 months again, pick up another, you know, another smattering of comics, and then read another run on a title. And if it's the same title as before, it's like, oh, well, this story arc was boring as two. Well, you know, they're kind of in the middle of the arc, they got to finish the arc, and they're not going to get their new artist on until, you know, 3 or 4 months from now, so maybe I'll just wait it out. And then I'll go a third time, or a fourth time. And at this point, like, we're getting pretty close to a year's comic time. And, oh, okay, well, you know what, the storyline's kind of improving here, so I guess I'll stick around. I was going to cancel it, but I'll stick around. It seems pretty interesting. And then, you know, it'll be kind of still lackluster, but, like, better than it had been for those, you know, previous two times or three times or whatever. And then it'll be down again, and it won't be interesting. And, again, they've either changed writers or changed artists, or, you know, the looks change, or there's another crossover that's kind of impeded movement of the story. Like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to drop the title. And then... But the issue that I have is, like, okay, I'll drop the title, and it's not that big a deal. You know, when I was collecting, you know, 20 titles or whatever, it was like, okay, well, there was always something else to catch my attention that was good. But now, I keep finding that I can't seem to get that, oh, here's a good run, I can't wait. Like, usually it's like, well, I'll go pick up my comics, but I'm not looking forward to it like I used to. Because there's nothing I'm looking forward to. And I'm at the point again now that I was before. And the time before that I was completely out of it, I think, was the 90s, when it was all the crossovers and the premium covers and all this stuff. And the storylines were secondary. Like, it was only there to, you know, to sell a particular type of specialty cover, or a crossover that's just done purely for marketing purposes. It's not done to, you know, improve a storyline or whatever. So I've had too many of those, and I keep, because of that lack of interest, I'm not making the effort to go get the comics and read them right away. I'm just kind of, you know. Now, for example, here's where I sit. So, I was collecting the Avengers title that was the one I wasn't looking forward to reading. The artwork was not what I'm into. I felt it was very lackluster. It was a lineup. It was a team book, so it was a lineup of heroes that... I mean, I don't mind buying a team book that has some characters that I'm not particularly fond of, as long as there's a couple in there that I do enjoy. Because usually you can, a good writer can take characters that you haven't been fond of and make them mesh with the characters you are fond of. Like, there's you can somehow get a payoff there. But I was finding that wasn't happening at all. It was just, anyway, so the title in question was The Secret Avengers, which was, had a lot of potential, and had a lot of potential, and it did have some great moments, but then it just kind of petered out, and I don't know. But anyway, so The Secret Avengers, which is in my closet currently, I haven't read the last two times I've picked them up. So I think I've got about pretty darn 9 to 12 issues of Secret Avengers that I'm just not interested in reading. Then I picked it up because they had added Captain Britain to the lineup, who I pretty much try to collect anything Cap Britain shows up in, him and Union Jack. And I couldn't be bothered. It was just, I don't know. So, yeah, the big question is, do I keep collecting or not? Maybe I need to switch over. Maybe the big comic companies isn't where I need to be. Maybe I'm done with superheroes. I mean, I'm still enjoying going to the movies and seeing all the superhero films, and I'm always there opening weekend, or I try to be. So, I mean, I'm still enjoying superheroes, but maybe I'm not enjoying the format as much as I did. Or the Marvel, or, you know, whoever following is just not doing it. Like, they're not delivering in the way they used to. I seem to be falling out. I don't know if it's my lack of interest. Is it the lack of Marvel's way they're doing their comics now? Like, how the stories are put together, and the artists, and the artist teams? The one thing that kept me interested back in the day, which doesn't really happen anymore, is you would have a writer that would, I don't know, beg to be on a title, or it seemed back then that the writers, you know, I'm going to go on this title and I have plans. So I have an overarching story arc that I want to complete, and it's going to take me 5 to 7 years to write that story arc. And I've got all these individual shorter arcs, you know, anywhere from, you know, 4 issues to 12 issues that are going to run through that span of time. When a writer goes in with that plan, then it's an exciting series to read, and you kind of want to read it from beginning to end. And I'm a bit of a completionist, or completist, or whatever you want to call me. And I would get behind that because there's a commitment. But when a writer's brought in for story arcs that are 3 or 4 issues long, and then another writer comes in, and he's doing 3 or 4 issues, and another writer comes in, and he might do 6 issues, I get excited with the 6 issues because, you know, I might get some sort of consistency. I don't mind seeing different writers on titles, but I don't like seeing a swap that often. If the writer just wanted to tell a story, do it as a trade. Don't disrupt the title. In my opinion, don't disrupt the title. A very good example of that is the Old Man Logan storyline from a few years ago anyway. Or, you know, Mark Miller came in, wrote a storyline. Great storyline, don't get me wrong. It works way better as a trade because you don't really need to read the Wolverine title. It should have been self-contained. You know, that sort of thing. I mean, those are the times you should have the spin-offs. But if you're just coming in, you're going to disrupt the title. I don't know. But I mean, at the time, better to put issues out than to have a gap in there. So, I don't know. But yeah, in the old days, man, like, Kurt Busiek wrote Avengers. He wrote Avengers for whatever it was, like 5 years. And I think in that time, he took a little break in there. But I mean, at least there was an ongoing storyline to follow. It seems whenever a new writer takes on, they're not grabbing the reins from before and moving forward. They're actually just, okay, well, here's what I want to do when I come in. I'm going to not necessarily ignore what happened before, but it's like, okay, well, it's already been written, but I'm not going to continue the thread along. Really not a big fan of that. So I've got less interest. There's nothing really to keep me in there. Although I have to admit, it looks like Jason Aaron's been writing Wolverine for a while, and I mean, he's been a continual presence there, that I think I might be interested in reading what he's done. I mean, I've read a few issues here and there, and I had been collecting at some point. But if I know there's some kind of ongoing storyline to follow, then I'm a lot more interested. So, do I keep collecting or not? What do you think? What should I do? Too busy to read comics. I want to write them. What do I do? What do you guys think? Post your comments below. Send me a message, private message. My email is on there. Feel free to contact me if you'd like to talk about the topic. Feel free to talk to me if you'd like to talk about another topic. You can put a comment on the bottom. You can even send me a private email, a private message. You know where to find me on Facebook. Very easy to find. There's not too many Sean McGinnities around. And let me know what you think. Anyway, Sean McGinnity, Seanorama, signing off. And we'll catch you next time on the flip side. We'll catch you next time on the flip side.